What connects a NASA engineer saving stranded astronauts and Picasso revolutionizing art? Both succeeded through identical mental operations, twisting reality into new forms. This isn't coincidence. Our brains are wired to generate what-if versions of everything we encounter, transforming raw experience into smartphones, symphonies, and solutions to impossible problems. As we shift from an information economy to a creativity economy, understanding these cognitive mechanisms matters more than ever. Companies like Google and IBM now build innovation strategies around these principles, while educators use them to nurture rather than crush children's natural inventiveness. By examining human creations like fossils and applying insights from neuroscience, we can decode the creative software running in all our minds, software that refuses to leave anything unchanged. Hairstyles, bicycles, stadiums, everything keeps changing. Why can't we find the perfect design and stop? Because our brains are restlessly creative, always leaning into the future. Commercial flight once seemed miraculous. Now we complain when Wi-Fi fails mid-flight. Comedian Louis C.K. notes that crossing the continent used to take 30 years. Now it takes 5 hours, and we're outraged by delays. This happens through repetition suppression. Your brain fires intensely at novelty, then quiets with re-exposure. Yet perfect predictability breeds boredom. Unlike honeybees with their million hardwired neurons, our 100 billion neurons allow us to consider alternatives before responding. Our massive, uncommitted neurons enable mediated thinking, understanding poetry, navigating difficult conversations, generating novel solutions. Humans constantly simulate possible futures, a key function of intelligent brains. We mentally rehearse confronting our boss, choosing dinner, preparing for alternatives without physically testing each one. This capacity for generating what-ifs distinguishes cognitively modern humans and drives our relentless innovation. When Steve Jobs unveiled the iPhone in 2007, media called it the Jesus phone. But innovations don't emerge from nothing. They're branches on invention's family tree. Bill Buxton's technology collection reveals the iPhone's ancestry. Casio's 1984 touchscreen watch, IBM's 1994 Simon smartphone. The iPod descended from Kane Kramer's 1979 IXI digital music player. Jobs himself said, "Creativity is just connecting things." NASA engineers saved Apollo 13 by drawing on collective experience and available materials. Options developed before the crisis enabled improvisation under pressure. Henry Ford revolutionized manufacturing by combining existing concepts: interchangeable parts from Eli Whitney's munitions, continuous flow from cigarette factories, assembly lines from Chicago meatpacking. Ford acknowledged, "I invented nothing new. I simply assembled the discoveries of other men." All innovation follows three strategies: bending, modifying an original, breaking, fragmenting and reassembling, and blending, merging multiple sources. These three B's underlie innovative thinking, emerging from our brain's interconnectedness, where neurons collaborate promiscuously across regions. Bending twists originals into new forms. Monet painted Rouen Cathedral over 30 times in different lights. Hokusai created 36 woodblock prints of Mount Fuji. Cultures worldwide have bent the human form in sculpture, Mayan, Japanese, Ghanaian, showing bending's universality. Bending extends beyond art. Cardiologists Billy Cohn and Bud Fraser created a continuous flow heart in 2004, allowing patients like Dick Cheney to live without a pulse, reimagining how hearts work. Size manipulation is powerful bending. Cleese Oldenburg creates massive shuttlecocks, while Vic Muniz etches nanoscale artwork on sand grains. Edwin Land solved windshield glare by shrinking polarizing crystals to microscopic size. Shape bending appears in Martha Graham's choreography, which broke from ballet's straight lines, and Frank Gehry's rippling facades. Material bending includes Oldenburg's soft sculptures and other labs' fabric robots. Time manipulation offers another creative bend. films use slow motion for Bonnie and Clyde's balletic death scene, while Harold Pinter's betrayal runs backward chronologically. We often believe everything has been done, but bending's history proves otherwise. Nines evolved from primitive stone blades to diverse Philippine forms. Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet becomes ballets, musicals, even animated garden gnome stories. Language evolves through constant bending. French Verlan swaps syllables. Addict once meant debtor turned slave. This perpetual manipulation ensures culture incorporates ever-expanding variations on inherited themes. Breaking fragments something whole and reassembles it into something new. Artists isolate body parts in powerful works. Barnett Newman snapped an obelisk in half and flipped it. Cubists shattered visual planes into angular fragments, as in Picasso's Guernica. Breaking revolutionized aviation safety after a 1971 accident. Engineers developed frangible structures, towers that appear solid but break apart harmlessly upon impact. Bell Labs solved mobile communication by breaking continuous coverage into small cells, enabling frequency reuse and creating modern cell phone systems. Frederick Sanger won 2 Nobel Prizes by breaking molecules, first insulin, then DNA, into manageable fragments for sequencing. Directors broke temporal continuity, creating narrative compression through cuts and montages. Tony Verna invented instant replay by breaking television's temporal flow. Breaking comes naturally to language. We compress gymnasium into gym, create acronyms like FBI, and use synecdoche, referring to wheels instead of vehicles, or taking a headcount of people. David Fisher's dynamic architecture separates building floors to create morphing structures. Harry Ferguson revolutionized tractors by stripping away heavy undercarriage. Karlheinz Brandenburg's MP3 compression removed frequencies masked by human hearing, reducing file sizes by 90%, ultimately enabling digital music sharing so successfully that MP3 eventually surpassed sex as the internet's most searched term. Blending combines sources in novel ways. Mythology's human-animal hybrids like the Minotaur reflect our neural network's ability to weave disparate knowledge threads into something new. Science has turned mythical chimeras into reality. Professor Randy Lewis created Freckles the Spider Goat, which secretes spider silk in her milk, solving the problem of harvesting this ultra-strong material from cannibalistic spiders. Engineer Eiji Nakatsu eliminated bullet train noise by mimicking a kingfisher's beak. Self-healing concrete uses bacteria that activate when cracks form, excreting calcite to seal damages. Blending shapes language through compound words, slang, and metaphors. T.S. Eliot compared evening to a patient etherized upon a table. Light whirlpiri emerged when Australian children created their own syntax from mixed languages. Blending appears throughout art. Dr. Dre's Let Me Ride incorporates elements from James Brown, Parliament, and King T. High dynamic range photography blends multiple exposures to create images more real than reality. The most transformative blends hide their parentage. Bronze, combining soft copper and tin, created something harder than wrought iron, launching an age of civilization. Our brains constantly forge connections across vast expanses, allowing ideas from any time or place to mate in novel ways. NASA engineers and Picasso innovated identically, bending, breaking, and blending. Engineers reversed currents, tore apart equipment, and combined cardboard with plastic, just as Picasso warped bodies, fractured planes, and incorporated African masks. These 3 B's form our mental software of invention. Yet innovation demands more than novelty. It needs cultural resonance. Creative ideas must resonate with society to succeed. French playwrights adhered to Aristotle's dramatic unities, while Shakespeare ignored them. Nazi scientists dismissed Einstein's theories as Jewish science, hampering their nuclear program. Beethoven discovered this tension in 1826 when his ambitious Grosse Fuge finale proved too radical. Though initially cursing listeners as cattle and asses, he eventually replaced it with a more accessible finale, exemplifying the delicate negotiation between creative vision and audience reception. Companies clinging to successful formulas risk obsolescence. BlackBerry dominated smartphones but clung to physical keyboards, while touchscreens revolutionized mobile computing. Kodak invented digital photography but hesitated, fearing cannibalized film sales, eventually filing bankruptcy. Innovation must balance incremental improvements that risk irrelevance and disruptive leaps that may alienate users. True creativity honors tradition through transformation, not preservation. Our brains resist repetition, driving us to continuously remodel even cherished creations. That restless spirit keeps human culture alive, evolving, and endlessly surprising.